Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1500, air date October 26th, 2024.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ryan Shea. I'm the Texas leader in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. Today, we are presenting a citizens discussion forum with the Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholars from Illinois. I'd like to welcome Yolanta, Dustin, and Liz from the great state of Illinois. Welcome to you all. The purpose of today's forum is to hear from amazing regular working class people like yourselves, not elites, not celebrities. We want to inspire people with our bottoms up movement, with regular working class people from all over the world and from today, from the great state of Illinois. Yolanta, start off with you. Tell us about your journey and who you are and where you're from. And Yolanta, you need to unmute.
I came to United States a little over 30 years ago, and just after college over there, when I was supposed to be a teacher for English, I mean German language, and I happened to have to speak English. So I came here, and many years after, I became a citizen of United States, and I am a naturalized citizen. And for now I am doing marketing. I am running a small marketing company. We do print, vehicle wraps, graphic design. So this is what I am doing for last 20 plus years. And I have two kids, adult already, and I am now more involved in some other activities than just taking care of business and taking care of my kids. And I am very happy I joined the movement and I am in.
Yeah, great, Yolanta. What country did you...
I came from Poland.
Poland, awesome.
So when I left, Poland was still a communist country. It was in 1990. And just after it were so many changes, but it happened only after 16 years after I left Poland that I could go back there, because I had to become citizen or at least have a green card here. It took me a while to get there.
Okay. One other thing, you mentioned that you're a naturalized citizen, and if you can expand upon that, because that's something that's really important in this bottoms-up movement, Shiva for President. It's a really, really big deal that I know that you can identify with. And one other thing, you're from, what city are you currently living in?
In Chicago, okay. Illinois.
Great state of Chicago, and we'll pull that up there to give everyone some perspective. I've been to Chicago a couple times. In the Soldier Field, watched some games there. I went to one of the other things I've done when I was in Chicago was went to one of those, I don't know, they've got the largest burger or something in the world. I mean, this thing was literally like that big. It was unbelievable. But I love Chicago, loved visiting there. And so thank you, Yolanta. Next, we'll go to Dustin. And Dustin, tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Dustin Anderson. I'm from Illinois. I grew up in Illinois. I was born in the western suburbs, grew up in Downers Grove, Illinois. Went to University of Illinois, studied mechanical engineering. So when Dr. Shiva talks about system science and stuff, I did take formal classwork. I recognize some of the books on his bookshelf from those topics. But anyway, I'm a software engineer now and a father of three teenage children, and joined the Truth, Freedom, Health movement in 2020 when all the nonsense was going on and Dr. Shiva was out saying that viruses do not harm or kill people, which to me lined up with all the research I had done with my life experience. So Yeah, it'd been a long journey for me to really come to a place where I could recognize that Dr. Shiva was the teacher that was right for me at the time. And that's how I see him for me as a teacher and a healer. I think he's a healer. So that's why I stick with him. I've done a bunch of healing stuff, yoga trainings, different disciplines, but nothing really took me and put me out in my local community to make a change. And so, you know, Dr. Shiva kind of laughed at me when I said that I was introduced to Ayurveda through Deepak Chopra, because Deepak Chopra uses the dynamic that Dr. Shiva teaches us to watch out for. Dr. Shiva, you know, one of the things that I really like about him too is that he brings this desire to bring science to ancient methods of healing and herbs and things like that that don't otherwise have sort of scientific support. And being someone who comes from a scientific training, I know how sort of powerful that can be in conversations, and we see how policies get created based on fake science. So it's important to have a hard, solid ground to stand on when it comes to this stuff. And that's one of the reasons why I stick with this movement, is because it is based on hard science. So anyway, that's awesome.
Dustin, what city are you currently living in?
Wheeling, Illinois.
Where is that in Illinois?
Yeah, so this is, if you were wheeling out of Chicago with a bunch of stolen money, and then you wanted to get out of there, you'd drive northwest down Milwaukee Avenue out of Chicago toward Milwaukee, and then you get to the river and either jump in the river or take an airplane and fly away. So I live at the end of the runway there, where all the executive jets take off.
Gotcha. So like northwest of downtown Chicago there, we can see it on the map. So yeah, thank you, Dustin, and thanks for being a part of the movement. Liz, next up, can you tell us about your journey, who you are, and where you're from? Liz, you need to unmute. Yeah, you're still muted. Yep, still muted. If you can hit the little mic button somewhere on your screen. Trey, can we maybe unmute her?
Seems like we're having some technical difficulties. You might want to continue onwards, okay?
All right. Yolanta, we'll go to you, and we'll come back to Liz. So the second question, second line of questioning, how did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement, Yolanta, and why are you in this movement?
It was a time like late 2019 or beginning of 2020 that I was looking over the internet about immune system. And after looking, I didn't find something interesting. In all of the sudden, Dr. Shiva popped up on my Facebook or somewhere, and he was talking about immune system, and it was amazing and so interested that first time I started to watch it, and I think the same night I was watching it three times, and then I was rewatching it and rewatching, trying to memorize all this stuff he was talking about. So I was like, then the pandemic started, and the same Dr. Shiva started to talk about how we supposed to behave during this pandemic, what we supposed to do, how we supposed to support our immune system, and all these stories. And obviously, during the pandemic, there were many different people, doctors, celebrities, all kinds of people who were trying to talk about what to do in this case of pandemic, and even some made sense, but nobody was so convincing and with so much integrity like it was Dr. Shiva. So within, I would say, a couple of weeks, I kind of knew who is saying what is real deal and who is talking the truth. And I stopped watching and wasting time for anybody else. And I was following Dr. Shiva and all this, some kind of hearing what he's offering for people. And to me, I was always amazed at so many things he is teaching, and he's teaching for free. And I was going deeper and deeper, going on many of the Monday science, system of science courses, seeing live how he was recording it. So now when I look back, and when I watch it again, I'm like, oh, I was on this live call. So it's great thing that, to me, I was so excited to be on all this shows live. So yeah, and since then it's been 4 years, and I am in. Awesome. At some point, I was like, wow, how long, when I heard that Dr. Shiva started a campaign to be a president, to run for president, I felt like, oh my gosh, I have to join the movement at one point, a different way. I should start volunteering, not only kind of watching and taking advantage of his teachings. I felt really the need to finally do something. And I really appreciate somebody called me from the movement and asked, what am I doing when I am not in? So since then, a couple months ago, I am like, okay, this is the time for me. I have no more excuses. And since then, I am here.
Awesome.
So that's my story.
Awesome. Thank you, Yolanta. I mean, a couple of things that you reminded me of is that Dr. Shiva has a PhD in bioengineering from MIT. I think that's someone in this day and age we should be listening to. And you said something else really important. You said you stopped wasting time with any of these other idiots, is what I'll call them. And the other thing that we know through this movement is they are the not so obvious establishment, and they are very tricky about how they put these not so obvious establishment people like Booby F. and Kennedy.
And I gave Kennedy $10 just because I was so wowed. And then I am like, no, he's saying something else what he's doing. And then that was like, wow.
Yeah.
I think for something, somebody who is really from the beginning to the end, saying the truth, saying how it is, and have a knowledge to teach people. And like the Dr. Shiva was perfect teacher for me. And what he does, it's just amazing. I appreciate it, and I am in.
Yeah, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. Liz, can we go back to you? Is your mic, can you unmute? You're still muted.
It says she's unmuted, but we still can't hear her. Liz, if you can back out and come back in, hopefully that'll fix it, okay? So just leave and come right back.
Okay, Dustin, we'll go to you next. How did you come to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement? And why are you in this movement?
I realized that, like Dr. Shiva says, sitting on my ass and sitting on the couch all day isn't going to do anything. I have been censored. It feels terrible, like Dr. Shiva says. It feels like you're a second-class citizen. Right now, Instagram has it, so I can't hardly say anything. It's ridiculous how fascist the censoring is. And as a parent, seeing they close the parks and just all the stuff that happened was really terrible, and I didn't support any of it, but I didn't have a voice. I didn't have any vehicle or any way to take action. I felt the prudent thing to do was to just wait. And what a terrible idea that was. But in 2020, I started out the year in court on crutches, with nothing. and I wound up in the hospital and I had no insurance. And what kind of America were we living in where a guy who has no bad intentions, I've worked any job anybody's ever asked me to work, and I have nothing. And that was a very real wake-up call. And when I'm out putting cards on cars and talking to people in the neighborhood where they close down the parks where my children live, and they close down the pools for the summer. It's real. It's happening. America has been taken over. This country is not what it used to be. And I can tell you that. What we need to do is what Dr. Shiva teaches. And so that's why I came to this movement. And continuing to listen to his teachings and learn from them. I really benefit from taking action like he teaches us to. I started out getting off my ass, handing out flyers. And that took a lot for me to go out and speak about things that, I didn't want to be political. I didn't want to confront the people around me, really. But the reality is I can do yoga all day long and get super flexible. But these guys who have an agenda of power, profit, and control, they're going to come and mess with my life. And that's what happened. So this movement of truth, freedom, health, as I see it, is really the only way. And so that's why I keep, I joined the leadership training. Like I said, handing out flyers. I've been campaigning for Shiva for president for over a year, handed out personally 6,000 cards. They're great cards. Thankfully, when I was a kid, my dad was a landscaper. And so the name of the game was advertising. So he had me putting cards on cars as a kid. So it's old hat for me. But it's great to see that Dr. Shiva thinks the same that I do. And it's good that he gives us exercises where we can become activists in our local community and make a difference. My kids support Dr. Shiva. We're yelling out the car window, Shiva! And, they're passing the cards out. Any chance I get, I share the audios with them to help them see there's a different perspective out there than what they're seeing on the controlled media sources. So.
Awesome. Yeah. You mentioned the cards and I held those up while you were talking, but, it's one of the easiest ways to be an activist and I posted today, and you guys might take, there we go. You got the cards there, but you guys might not like this in Illinois, but I'm not a Packer fan either, but there's something that you guys are probably familiar with. It's called the Packer Sweep. And the Packer Sweep, the idea behind it was that they perfected and practiced the Packer Sweep over and over and over and over again. And to the point that they would tell people they were running the Packer Sweep. And to me, these cards are the Dr. Shiva sweep. The presidential Dr. Shiva sweep is passing out these cards. So thank you, Dustin, for bringing that up. And on this card as well, which has been posted on there, there's a little QR code, shatterthesworm.com, how the few control the many. Yolanta, last question here for you. What are you now doing in the Shiva for President bottoms up movement? And what are your accomplishments in the movement? And, please bring up probably one of the biggest accomplishments that has to do with these cards. If you could, please.
Yeah, I am active almost every day doing something. When I heard that this card is gonna be printed, I am like, I might as well help to get it done. So I negotiated the prices like it was for my own purpose. So I was able to get the deal. And so, yeah, and it's printed. So I'm very happy about this. I have Dr. Shiva also with printing some documents for Supreme Court. I didn't even realize I did so many things. So I did some. And I also pass out the cards. I think I have just about 2,000 left. And I'm talking to a lot of people, trying to get some other involved. And yeah, that's it. And I am also getting training for leadership. I am almost done with the base of it. So yeah, I'm continue working on it, and I really enjoy the movement, and I kind of feel so much connected with everybody in the group, because I know they are smart people, they are intuitive people, and we have something in common. So
yeah,
I really love the work we're doing, and it's like, it's not hard. It is just you're doing from your heart. So
yeah,
I feel about it.
Couple things, Jolanta, that what you have helped to do is, and I want everyone to know this, that Jolanta helped and really led the way. And this is the epitome of the bottoms up movement. And the way that we are able to get these cards, you can get 10,000 of these really nice glossy cards for $175. That's like 1 point something cents a card, or 2 cents a card, or something like that. So Jolanta was the one that spearheaded that. So thank you for doing that, Jolanta. And one thing, if you could expand on, you had mentioned at the beginning that you're a naturalized citizen. And if you could expand on natural equals naturalized, and naturalized equals natural, like 1 + 1 = 2, always. If you could expand on that too, please.
Yes. So I came from communist country, and for me, it's like we all knew kind of our enemy. They were just a few people who were kind of in a communist party. Everybody was like new, but this is our, this is where we shouldn't be, and we shouldn't belong to this party. And it was hard. It was tough to make money in Poland. Everybody was basically poor. Most people I knew, they were poor people. And for us, being going to America, make some money for economical reason, mostly, it was like, wow, we can go there and just work. But how you can work? You don't have the... Then I realized when I came here, I don't have the green card. I need that green card. I need some kind of documents to be able to work. But at the time I came, it was not a kind of maybe easier to stay. Me and my husband were trying to apply for the green card. We were waiting 7 years, paying the lawyers, and at one point, because my husband came here as a Fulbright student at the University of Chicago, and he was trying to get the green cards, but after 7 years of trying, he was denied, because at first we got the letter, you are accepted. Then he was denied because he's supposed to go back to Poland after 2 years, after finishing college, and he overstayed the visa. And yeah, so I stayed here many years without the papers, trying to get it. Finally, I got my green card. And after the green card, you have to wait another couple years to get your citizenship. It's not automatically. So when you have the green card, usually you have to wait 5 years to be able to apply for citizenship. I was able to do it after 3 years at certain because of certain cause. So I applied for the citizenship, and again I went through all the all the documents and exams, and they put me again, because I didn't have my original passport, they put me again on the hold for another almost 3 years. All of a sudden, I got the documents that I supposed to be, and I supposed to come for my oath for a citizen. So I went there, and I did take the oath, and I become naturalized citizen. I become a citizen, and because I am coming from different country, it's called naturalized. I didn't think about it, what it means back then. So yeah, that's how it works. And when I became a citizen, I got more interested in the politics, and I voted for Obama. Then he disappointed me. Then I was excited for Trump, and then I dumped them all. So yeah.
Great. Thank you for being a part of the movement, and you can now run for president as a naturalized citizen. Dustin, next up, what are you doing now in the Shiva for President Bottoms Up movement? And what are your accomplishments in the movement?
Thanks, Ryan. What I'm doing now is driving this event, which is to get people to vote for Dr. Shiva. We have this great moment here in time where we can go to every adult around us and give them news that they don't have. Yesterday, I was in, I guess it was 2 days ago, I was at Northbrook, Illinois, which is the most attended early voting polling place. And there was a bunch of other politicians there polling, and I was going around putting cards on cars. And you talked about that, the sweep. You know, the one politician said to me, he said, "Oh, I've seen this card," because I just walk up to him and hand him the card. And he said, "I got this card at the grocery store." And so he had seen my cards at the grocery store. So, you know, the work that I've been doing, it's getting into people's minds. They can't say they didn't hear about Dr. Shiva. They'll have to reflect on what action they took. Today I was putting, you know, there's this one park that I go to that has a lot of people who are Indian speaking, and we have Indian print, you know, we have our signage for Dr. Shiva printed in all these different languages, Korean and Hindu and the different languages. And so there are some people that go to this park, and I know their English is a second language, so I put up the Indian speaking sign. I'm trying to communicate to my community any way I can. Yolanta and I messaged Yolanta one day and said, let's make the "Don't Be a Zionist Cocksucker" banner. She had a great place to go to hold it. So we went over the Kennedy Expressway here in Chicago, and a couple of days for probably 4 hours total, maybe 5 hours total. We were there until the police came and threw us out. And I've got the lady on camera telling us that we can't exercise our First Amendment rights. It's too dangerous. So, So anyway, what I've been doing is really trying to get the word out in my community about this great news that we have. You know, it's a surprise to everybody in my family that a naturalized citizen can get on the ballot. So it's great to be with someone like Dr. Shiva, who's an educator, who's teaching us all these things and teaching us to exercise our freedoms. Now I feel like I can go around my community and advertise for myself if I wanted to run for office or to promote a business. These sort of training exercises that Dr. Shiva gives us, they're meant to help heal us, to help strengthen us, to help us in our local communities. They're forcing me to go out and talk to people about stuff that I've, look at me, I'm on TV. I've never been on TV before, you know. So, collecting signatures was a big hurdle for me to get over, and to get over myself and all the reasons I came up with why not to do it. But eventually, Yolanta and I, we went and collected signatures. We went to IKEA and to Aldi and to Kohl's and to the grocery stores, and we went up to Wisconsin and helped up there. We were out at the farmer's market multiple days. The lady at the farmer's market tried to throw us out. We didn't let her. We went to the church. The guy at the church threw us out. He called the cops. You know, we're warrior scholars. You know, you hear Yolanta talking about her husband being a Fulbright scholar. I mean, this is at the University of Chicago. I mean, the caliber of the people that you come in contact with at this level of consciousness is really spectacular. So, yeah, I was thrilled to find Yolanta. You know, I did the calls. You know, like I said, I've been campaigning for over a year now. Dr. Shiva gave us calls to make to people in our local area. I found this great guy that was able to make calls. He wasn't able to do anything else because of whatever reasons. And he found Yolanta. And, you know, finding someone else to work with in Yolanta and Liz really makes it all feel like it's possible. And we're just at the very beginning of starting a huge fire.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin. It's amazing to have just regular working class people, everyday people being involved with this and creating this bottoms up movement. And that's how this will grow and continue to expand. And I want to thank you both for your service in the state of Illinois and for getting Dr. Shiva on the ballot as a write-in there in Illinois. So I appreciate you guys doing what you're doing. So thank you again for supporting ShivaForPresident.com. And for everyone watching all over the world, all over the United States, please go to ShatterTheSwarm.com, ShatterTheSwarm.com. There's, again, the QR code that are on the back of these cards. But you can go to ShatterTheSwarm.com, which is up on the screen. And this is the video, How the Few Control the Many. It's a short 15-minute video that is packed full of 50 years of experience of Dr. Shiva. Also, sign up to get the free Get Off the Plantation course. This is about 20 videos to raise your consciousness and to get off the plantation. These are videos the Leadership and Training Group came up with to provide for everyone for free. So please go and sign up for the free Get Off the Plantation course. And then take the Warrior Scholar Program. This was mentioned several times by Dustin and Yolanta. Dr. Shiva has said that this program costs you $25,000 at MIT, or I think it's $100 for the Warrior Scholar Program. You can get it for $100, or please feel free, go to MIT and spend $25,000. This is how you can learn to fight and become a system scientist. And, you know, it's really helped me tremendously. Every Thursday, we have a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is where you can meet other great leaders like Yolanta and Dustin. Last night, I don't know, on all of the lives, you know, probably upwards of close to 1,000 people were on the live call. So, and this is where you can meet Dr. Shiva personally. If this would be your first time coming to this orientation, and that's up on the screen, you go to vashiva.com/orientation. But if it would be your first time, you get to introduce yourself and ask Dr. Shiva a question and tell about your journey and how you found out. And maybe you found out watching this video. And if you did, that's awesome. And please come to the Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern or 8 p.m. Eastern orientation and town hall meeting. Finally, go to vashiva.com/cards if you're international. This is where you can get all of the different languages that the Shatter the Swarm is in. It's in Finnish, Tamil, in India. I think there's a couple of different three languages there, Spanish, really every single language you could think of. And you can see it scrolling on up the screen there. So go to vashiva.com/cards, and finally go to shivaforpresident.com to where you can download those cards for free, and you can print them out if you want. Or what you can do is you can get the deal of a century and pay $175 for 10,000 of those cards. We have 10 days left be an activist. Get out there. Write in Dr. Shiva for president. If you're in a write-in state, there are several states he's on the ballot. So, you know, vote for Dr. Shiva. Every time we get a vote for him, we win. Period. End of story. Every time we do one of these videos, we win. Every time someone passes out a card, we win. We win. We win. Get out. Be an activist. Take action. Thank you again for everyone for being on the show. Thanks again, Dustin, Yolanta. Be the light. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, Pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for President.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.